Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Woo! Did you miss us?
Yeah, we were gone a week because... Why were we gone a week, Shireen?
Well, I moved across the country, kind of.
She abandoned me, folks. She gone.
I abandoned myself.
Mostly me, though.
Yeah, I moved provinces, and now I'm near my family, but away from my chosen family, Laura. Yeah, just now Laura.
All alone. There's no reason to go outside anymore. She's never going to leave the house. She has nowhere to go.
Yeah, Marcus went to drop a pair of my keys off to Laura's place once I left. And he said, you know, I know you only leave the house for Shireen, but if you ever wanted to leave the house to hang out with someone. So that, in a nutshell, is Laura's social life.
Yeah, so it's taken a hit, and I don't know if it'll ever recover. And you know what? I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, now you don't have to feel guilty about not hanging out.
It's true.
Yeah.
But then when I want to hang out, I'll have no friends. But that's okay.
We've already FaceTimed way more than we ever have.
It's true. We've had like 3 in a week.
Yeah. I remember when I got the call from you on Sunday, and I was just like, whoa, hello. Did something happen? I felt honored.
Just doing my BFF duties.
But since we missed a week, there's a lot on Hot Tops.
Yeah, you know, things really fired up in the past, like, 3 days, I feel.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, not just Kardashian-related, but other dramas.
Yeah, but should we start with the Kardashians?
Obvs. So, well, Kim and Pete broke up.
Devastation.
We are sad girls.
We are sad girls. I am sad, too. I was kind of surprised.
Me, too. I didn't really see it coming. Like, maybe a couple or a few weeks before the announcement, they kept talking about, or the tabloids would talk about, how Kim and Pete are trying to keep their relationship alive, and they're doing well at it, because he was filming in Australia for the summer.
What is he filming?
I don't know. I forget. I read it. I forget.
It just seems weird, because he's, like, not... I mean, he had that one film they did about his life, but, like, does he do movies? Like, he's not a movie star.
Did you watch that movie?
No. Did you?
I did. It was interesting. I think I only, like, really got into it in the last half an hour, and it's, like, a 2-hour movie.
Oof. That's too long.
Yeah, I know. My mom made me watch a bunch of Bollywood movies with her while I was home. They're each 3 hours long.
No, absolutely not. Yeah,
one day we did back-to-back, and I was just like, I got up to pee, and she's like, where are you going? And I was like, to pee.
To leave. And I'm never coming back.
That was 6 hours of my life in one go.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I would sit there and binge, like, 6 hours. Well, how many hours of Maid and Chelsea did you binge in a day, on average?
Yeah, so yesterday I crushed 2 seasons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I am on season 6 now. So I have 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 6 seasons left.
Wow. Yeah. So you're basically at the time period when I think I was watching.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird because, like, the progression, well, I guess regression for me, of how I view people is super weird. And I want to go back and watch the most recent one once I'm done.
Yeah, although, like, half the people, well, probably almost all the people you saw in season, these early seasons aren't there anymore, are they?
No, actually, quite a few of them are.
Really? Wow.
It's a little sad for them, but great for me.
That's like 15 years of TV.
Like, Sam Thompson started when he was 21 years old, and he's 30 now. He's been doing it for, like, I guess if I'm on season 6, then he's there. He's been doing it for 17 seasons.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Chrissy girls.
Well, so Pete and Kim are done. And the reports have been saying that it's because of, like, distance and busy schedules. But I just don't believe that.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea what it is. But it just seems like, I think it just, the relationship came to a natural conclusion. Like, didn't they have crazy schedules before? Like, it's Kim Kardashian. You think her fucking book was ever open of like, yeah, I can hang out at any time. Like, she always had a busy schedule. And yeah, Pete maybe didn't have as much going on, so it was easier to accommodate. But I just don't feel like, for the level of seriousness that I think their relationship was, which seemed to me like more of like a fun thing, at least from Kim's perspective, I just don't understand why, like, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, schedules, we didn't have enough time to hang out.
Well, what is the time difference with Australia and the States? That's got to be significant.
Isn't it like 24 hours? I think feel like it's a lot.
Yeah, so that's got to put a strain on it. But I do think it was just, like, a fun relationship. I'm sad that it ended so quickly, though.
Yeah, only 9 months.
Yeah, they could have had a baby, which he wanted. So there's actually a rumor, I think it was Radar Online, that said Pete proposed right before the breakup and Kim was like, no. But I don't think that happened.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. But didn't he propose to Ariana Grande like super quick?
Well, that's what the rest of the article said. It was like, keep in mind, Pete proposed to Ariana Grande 3 weeks in.
Yeah, so it could have happened. But I just feel like he would know that she would say absolutely not, so he wouldn't do something so embarrassing.
Yeah, well, now he's got all these tattoos, like the one of her kids' initials.
Tattoos you can cover, brands you cannot.
How do you know? Did you do more research?
Well, no, isn't that the point of a brand? Like, it's literally a scar. Like, I guess you can tattoo over a scar, but you're still going to have, like, the indentation or the elevation of your skin where your scar is.
Well, he's going to have to, like, date another lawyer. My girl is a lawyer.
Yeah, lawyers only from now on.
Yeah, so I guess after the breakup, Kanye posted like a news article, like a fake one on his Insta, saying Keith Davidson dead at age 28, and then Kim pleaded with Kanye to take it down, so he did and wiped his Instagram. And then today there were news reports of Pete being in major trauma therapy for Kanye's harassment. And apparently he started this therapy like a long time ago in their relationship. And it's mainly because of Kanye.
That's not surprising. I mean, if Kanye's doing these things publicly, you can just imagine what he's doing privately to this kid. Like, I'm sure it's 60 times worse. But also, I saw in the comments of that post that Kanye posted that people kept on being like, oh, the comment is savage or something like that. Like, did he have some sort of comment underneath the post originally and that he removed?
Not that I know about.
I don't know. It feels like he did, because all the comments were like, ooh, the comment is savage. Like, referring to it. Or the caption is savage. Something like that.
I mean, I can Google it, but I don't know what it is.
Kanye's a piece of shit. I thought he was in his hole. Like, didn't he go into retirement? Why is he still around? What is he doing? I thought he went away.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the internet thinks that Kim and Kanye are going to get back together, because right when the announcement went out, she wears Yeezy shades in her Instagram post. And people are, like, putting two and two together.
I doubt it. Has she stopped wearing anything Yeezy during this time period?
No, never.
Yeah, so I feel like that's just a coincidence.
No, the divorce is progressing. It's going to happen. They're never getting back together.
Like Taylor Swift said.
Yep.
Well, we'll see if Pete and Kim ever get back together. I wonder who she's going to date next.
Do you think they'll get back together?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Kim, like, has her fun and then she moves on. But I just wonder who she's going to be with next. Like, what is she going to go for?
Maybe an investor.
A businessman, Bo. Speaking of.
Yep.
Kylie and her private equity investor boyfriend.
Chloe.
Sorry, who did I say?
Kylie.
Oh, Chloe. And her private equity investor boyfriend broke up. But I feel like this is like non-news, because didn't we literally find out like 2 weeks ago that she was allegedly dating this mystery person who's only ever been referred to as a private equity investor and doesn't have a name or a face or anything?
Yeah, we never found out more details about him. I mean, we still don't even know Kylie's baby's name. But we do know that Chloe has other things to think about, like her new baby boy, which I was right about.
Yes, so you're right. if whatever you saw or lingering out there, or maybe it was just your intuition, she had a baby boy, a brother for True. And it named makes sense the timing. Named who?
False. You had this exact same reaction last time. Like, the delay and then the laugh.
That would be embarrassing. But, you know what? I'd respect it. True and false. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too. True and false Kardashian. And then when they go on shows like Ellen, where they have to, like, use the paddle boards to answer something, they'll just raise the kid. Like, Kylie's having another baby. Raise the baby. False.
That's such a good marketing idea. Kris Jenner could never.
Honestly. I hate how much people are coming for Kris Jenner because, like, Khloe had her boy. And so they're saying that the other sisters, like Kim, had to say that she had a breakup with Pete to cover that up. But it's like,
but why would they want to cover that
up? Exactly. I don't think that's a thing.
Like, the big news was when he found out that she was having a baby via surrogate. Like, everyone absorbed it. Yeah. Everyone freaked out. Now it's like, yeah, it's here. But, like, that isn't even really the news. It's like, we knew it was coming. So, like, why would she need to cover that up with other news?
Yeah. I'm over that.
And also, the timing of her breakup with this business person makes sense, given she just had a baby. Like, now she has to look after a baby. Like, she can't be gallivanting wherever she was with this private equity investor.
I wonder if the investor knew. Like, if she told him, hey, I have a baby coming.
I mean, I'm sure she would have. That'd be kind of a
make him sign an NDA.
Yeah, I guess that's the risk. I don't know. It's kind of strange. Like, you could just be literally, like, walking through your life normally, and then all of a sudden the next day you're like, here's a baby.
Yeah.
Surrogacy's
I wonder
wild.
If she ever really was dating someone.
I don't think she was. I feel like he was like a publicity plant.
Yeah, maybe. Well, lots of Bravo news.
Lots of Bravo news. So I think it was like almost 2 weeks ago now. It was announced that Taylor Armstrong, who was formerly on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for like the first four seasons, I think, mm-hmm. is joining this season's cast of Real Housewives of Orange County.
And I brought this up in one of our episodes. I was like, it would be cool if she got to join. Because there's never been like a crossover or a transition.
Yeah, she's the first housewife to like move cities. But then after it was first announced, it said that she's only joining as like a friend of.
Well, I think that makes sense. Like, I don't think Taylor has enough going on in her life to like be a main character. Because she sort of died down on Beverly Hills, and since then I've barely heard anything about her. And even on Ultimate Girls Trip, like, there wasn't much of a story.
She was rehashing stuff with Brandy that literally happened like decades ago.
Yeah, so it makes sense to make her a friend of, especially because it's really Tamra who's gonna steal the show.
Yeah, but I also don't understand like what impact Taylor made to even be asked back. Like, out of all the people on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, she would have been like probably second to last of people that I would want back.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. I mean, Vicky's probably shaking.
Yeah, especially when she's joining Tamra, her BFF.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know when OC is going to be filmed or released, but should be interesting.
Well, I think I've saw on Instagram lately that they're filming right now because they kept on posting pictures of Tamra in like an outfit, and they were like, "Oh, she's recording." So, I think it's filming right now, which means it probably won't come out until, like, next year.
Right. Well, we do have some premiere dates, rumors, of, like, Salt Lake City premiering September 28th. Okay, and Potomac premiering October 9th.
It feels like Potomac's been off the air for, like, a year.
I agree. I think it should come on way sooner. Like, why isn't it airing right now?
Yeah. I guess, like, but think of everything that's going on right now. Like, there's so many shows out.
There is, yeah. And I guess, like, we still want to get a lot of Ashley Darby content with her divorce.
Mm-hmm. But they're not, they wouldn't be filming anymore, would they? I thought they finished filming. I don't know. I could be making that up.
Well, like, Miami's probably going to release around that time as well, because they already filmed their finale.
Right, yeah, they filmed the reunion like months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, looking forward to those coming back.
Well, a bunch of. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna talk about the Real Houses of New Jersey Wedding of the
Yeah, I
Century.
think. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. So go ahead. Go for
Yeah,
it.
so Teresa Giudice got married this weekend to, I don't know what his last name is,
Louis
Louis.
Rail or something like that?
Yeah,
Rail.
her boo. And it was a like Housewives extravaganza. It was apparently filmed for like a spin-off episode that they're gonna have this season. And right before, I think right before they filmed the New Jersey reunion, or was it the finale? One of the
No, it
two.
was at the reunion. No, right before the reunion, right.
So it would have been the finale. And apparently Teresa and Louis like were spreading some sort of rumor or something about Joe and Melissa. And Joe and Melissa ultimately were so mad at Teresa that they decided not to go to the wedding.
Well, the rumor was about Melissa allegedly cheating,
Oh,
not
I feel
being
like
faithful to Joe.
I just kind of don't believe that.
Oh, yeah,
But
no, I definitely don't believe that.
yeah, I definitely believe that Teresa would spread it because she has a history of doing these things. But what do you think of like not attending the wedding over like a beef like that?
I mean, I would still attend a sibling's wedding.
Do you think that, but I feel like almost it would have been Teresa being like, you're not coming to my wedding. Like, I feel like she would almost be the one to make that stance. Although Melissa has been gaining momentum in terms of standing up to Teresa throughout the last season. So
I
maybe she made the decision.
she has, but Melissa's not the type to be like, fine, fuck it, we're not coming to your wedding. Like, if anything, that would have been Joe's decision. I just don't think that Melissa would have been posting all over her story the way that she was about how she's having fun not being at the wedding if it was Melissa's decision, or yeah, if it was Melissa's decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was more like a fine, if you're gonna uninvite us, then we'll do our own thing and we're really pissed at you kind of thing.
But the thing is, right after the wedding, Teresa sends Joe and Melissa a bill of their plates at the reception because Teresa paid for their plates and they didn't show up.
So
So.
then I saw today that Louis posted on Instagram that that wasn't true and they would never send them
Oh,
a bill
okay.
because they're not that petty.
Okay. Well, then Teresa must have uninvited them.
Yeah, I feel like that's the most likely outcome, and I could totally see her doing something like that. What?
Unless Joe and Melissa are trying to hold on to this whole, we don't need Teresa on New Jersey, like, we carry the show. Do you remember that drama?
Yeah, I
And
do.
they're trying to like really redeem their spot.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that either, because otherwise, like, what storyline do they really have between the two of them?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't really have much of a storyline without Teresa.
It's literally just like, oh, we're in love. We have our family. We like to have sex. Here's our Jersey house.
I
That's
am
about
an aggressive landlord and I
it.
beef with my sister all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What did you
Yeah.
think of her look?
Okay. So, did you read about her hair?
Yes.
It was $10,000.
$10,000 between like the fake hair. She had some sort of like the so her hair literally was about a foot above her head. It was like this giant like I don't even know how to explain it. Half
It was made into like a crown, like a crocheted crown in her
my God.
hair. And the hair alone was $7,500. And to put it together was 2,500. And it had like 1,500 bobby pins in it.
That would have been so heavy. Like, I would have been so uncomfortable. It's basically like you're wearing like a pope hat. Like, you just have to like crane your neck. You can't
I
even
was just gonna
move in
say,
a
think
normal
of your
way.
neck. Think of
Yeah.
your neck.
And I've been having neck problems lately, so
I was
honestly,
just gonna say.
I went to a massage on Saturday and it was amazing. And he said it
Did
was
he
going to
work
solve
out?
all my problems. He said he was going to be perfectly fine the next day. And you know what? I'm still taking Tylenol every single night so I can sleep. And
Wait,
he
so
kept asking me,
he didn't say what I thought he would say?
what do you think?
Remember I was like, oh, He's going to say, I can't fix all of this in one session. You're going to have to come back regularly.
Yeah, no, he's like, no, it wasn't that bad. I should, you should be feel all better tomorrow. Just put some heat on it. I was like, okay, cool, sick. This will be awesome. And then the next day, like two nights later, I was feeling the exact same way. So I booked another appointment for this Saturday. And he kept on asking me, like, how did you injure yourself? I was like, sleeping? I'm in my 30s, Sandeep. So, yeah. He's like, were you playing supports? I was like, no. Were you working out? No.
You don't play sports, Laura.
I don't leave the house, sir. I thought this is clear. Anyways, that's my personal news of the week.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to go back to him. Because neck pain is a bitch.
One thing I wanted to mention about the wedding. Ramona was just not there.
Ramona sounds so familiar.
Oh, remember Ramona's from NYC. She put the original invite on Instagram.
Oh my god.
And
she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. Like, I would imagine she would have been shown, because literally, like, everybody was posting about this wedding. There was, like, videos of all these housewives women in, like, a line walking together, like, all from all these different franchises, but no Ramona.
Kenya was there. I didn't realize they were... Oh, I guess Kenya was on the Ultimate Girls Trip.
But also Alexis. Alexis was the one I thought was really random.
Wasn't Ashley Darby there?
Yes, she was. That's as well.
That's what I found random.
Like, do you think they just plunked people from all these different franchises in there for the purposes of their spinoff show? Like, I don't think Teresa knows these people. Even Chanel Ayan. Like, when would Teresa have ever met Chanel Ayan?
Oh, I know. And I was shocked that that's what Chanel wore. Like, it was...
What was she wearing?
It was like a blazer on top of what? It was all black. It just wasn't giving anything.
After all of her outfits on Dubai?
Yeah.
Her outfits are fucking insane. Like, they just keep getting more and more insane.
Yeah, like the purple dress that she wore to the souk.
Makes absolutely no sense. Like, it would have got destroyed in the streets. She was basically a giant street cleaner.
Well, you go to the souk to bargain. How are you going to bargain looking like that?
Yeah, you're not going to at all. You can't move.
No.
Stupid.
Well, anyway, happy for Teresa. I wonder how long it's going to last, but the hair was not giving.
It was not giving me life. It was giving me sore neck.
Yeah. So in Bachelor news, do you remember Bennett Jordan from Tayshia's season?
I do. He was like the really, really preppy guy.
The Harvard guy who gave one of them the book on emotional intelligence.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I remember now that he was from Harvard.
Well, I had no idea he was dating anyone, but he recently got engaged to her. Her name is Emily Chen, and she's actually a famous yoga instructor on TikTok or Instagram.
Oh, good for him. I saw pictures of him, and he was literally unrecognizable to me. Like, I had to go back through like his a caveman. Posts. Yeah, like, he doesn't look as prim and proper. His hair isn't perfectly coiffed. He's got some facial hair. I was like, who is this man?
Well, he's a yogi now.
Oh, so he's loosening up. Good for him.
Yeah.
Also, engagement news, Madison Pruitt got engaged, which honestly, like, I really couldn't care less about her. She was Peter's, I guess, I don't know, second runner-up. Anyways, but what I kept on watching, I watched this, like, sequence of videos of a live that they did on either Instagram or TikTok explaining their like love story, and this guy, like, have you seen a video of her fiance?
No,
like, no shots, but he's a fucking loser.
Really? Has,
like, you'll be blown away. I was like, why is she with this guy? Like, he literally seems like he's 12 years old. He just talks weird. Like, he's like, he's definitely a guy. Okay, just for the listeners, I have a theory that I've had since high school that there are two categories of humans in this world. One,
yes,
people who think they're sweet. And two, people who are, in fact, sweet. And almost the entire world can be divided into these two categories. This guy is definitely in the people who think they're sweet category.
I'm looking at him right now. He is a loser.
Yeah, and then, but then it all clicked for me because I found out yesterday that he's the son of like a multi-billionaire. And then it clicked.
Oh, who?
I don't even know. He's like, he owns some, his dad owns some company that I didn't recognize, but apparently it's like multi-billion dollar company.
Does he have brothers that are single?
I don't know, but once you watch this video, guys, you're going to get, of this guy, you're going to get the ick.
Well, I don't know, Laura, like all of my expenses for moving have been adding up. And now I live in a city where it's 13% tax and everything's so goddamn expensive. I could just get behind that, you know?
Maybe temporarily.
I'm doing it for us.
For you.
I'm taking one for the team. I'm trying to get you a yacht.
So that you we know can... I don't want to leave the house to go on a yacht.
As if. If I had a yacht, you'd be like, yes way, Rosé.
After my experience on a freaking
ferry
to Alcatraz, I am not getting on any boats for the foreseeable future.
That's true. Laura's boat was docked and she was seasick. Like,
I was unwell.
Head in lap seasick.
Yeah, so I'm not getting any boats, even if it's a yacht. I'm sorry. We're going to have to do some land activities.
I'll just get Shireen Air.
Yes, I'll go on a plane.
Okay. I'm on a plane.
And also, so Maddie and this his name's like Grant Trout, I think. They're being pure.
Oh, yeah. So, I read about that.
So they're saving themselves. I don't think that they like previous, maybe they both are virgins.
No, but no,
I
feel no, like they're because just. It was for, like, they said that. It was part of why they're getting married quickly, is it not?
Yeah, and they were like, well, yeah, we're obviously not going to wait that long since we're both being pure. It's like, okay.
Bizarre.
Anyways, like it all started making sense once I found out all these little tidbits of information.
Mm. Well, do you remember Tyler Cameron was dating Paige Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Paige Lorenzo, more like Paige Dunzo. They're done. And Tyler Cameron announced it to the media before telling her.
How long have you been working on that joke?
Not long at all, actually. It was when I was adding it to the notes app. I have Tyler Cameron and Paige Lorenzo Dunzo, but then I was like, Lorenzo, more like Dunzo. Oh, but anyway, do you know, okay, do you remember I couldn't remember why she was kind of famous?
Yeah.
So I still don't completely know, but I do remember that she dated Armie Hammer.
Oh, that's yeah. A bad look.
Yeah.
What's happening with him? Is he still eating people?
I don't know.
Wasn't that what he was allegedly doing?
Do you want me
doing?
To text him? I don't know. No idea.
I was wondering if he's still up to his cannibal activities.
I hope not.
I hope I'm right on that, because that would be a really weird allegation to toss up there.
Wasn't Erica Jane sleeping with him for a little bit?
Yeah, weren't they neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they were, which is not surprising. I wonder if he's going to be in her line of when she becomes a dominatrix.
Oh, God. We'll get to that. Anyway, yeah. Since our last episode, Beyonce released a new album, and you were supposed to give us a critique.
Right. I listened to the whole album on my flight to San Francisco, and it was good. Like, I liked it. It was very techno, pop, dance. Like, every song that I listened to, I was like, this could be in an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, mm-hmm. They were all, like, that, like, high beats, dance like kind Vogue. Of funk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you ever listened to her, you probably wouldn't have. But on her original album Beyonce, there was a song on there, I feel like it was called like Blue.
Okay.
Oh man, now I'm gonna be mad at myself if I get that wrong. Anyways, it was kind of like that, but every song was also a little bit chaotic, I found. And in terms of like, it was didn't follow the normal sequence of song, like, you know, chorus, verse, bridge, whatever. Mm-hmm. It would be like you'd be listening to a song and then I'd feel like it changed into a totally different song, but I'd look at my Spotify and it was still the exact same song. So mm-hmm. That was a little bit chaotic, but every song kind of like evolved, and it was all kind of like still worked together. My favorite songs on it were Thick and Cuff Thick. It. Thick. Did you listen to that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
SARS.
You had one job.
Yeah, well, you know, I had many jobs going on, actually.
Yeah, so it wasn't my favorite of her albums, but it's up there.
So what is with all these artists having beef with her about every single line and track?
Well, so there is the only one that I've saw is, so, and this happened recently to Lizzo as well. So she released a song recently, and then people came at her for having an ableist lyric. I was like, what is this lyric? And every time I was listening to it and people were reporting on it, no one would say the actual word. So I'm like, what is this word? So anyways, I looked it up, and it's like, can we say it? I feel like, yeah. Can we say it?
Spell it.
S-P-A-Z. That is the ableist lyric. And then Lizzo.
Something new.
Yeah, so like not that long ago, probably like within the past month, they came for Lizzo about one of her songs, and she immediately re-released it without using that word. But then Beyonce releases her album like within the same month, has a song using that word repeatedly in a song, and hasn't seen the news that like people are going to cancel her if she uses that word.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like it was a big miss, because then when she released her album, everyone started coming at Beyonce, and then I think she also agreed to re-record and re-release that song without that word.
Okay, so then you don't know about the Kellis drama?
No.
Really?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, yes you do. Kellis sang My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard.
That's Keely.
What? No.
It's not pronounced Kellis. It's spelled K-E-L-I-S, and it's pronounced Keely.
I'm questioning so much of my childhood.
I'm like 99% sure. Well, Keely, you know, Milkshake.
Do you know about the Keely drama?
Well, now that I know what you're talking about, at least I know who you're talking about. But no, I still don't know about the drama.
Oh my god, it's been circulating everywhere. Okay, so Keely. I'm just gonna say Kellis. Kellis has
no one will know who you're talking about.
Years old drama with Pharrell, and I guess Pharrell helped produce this song with Beyonce. So the fifth song, which is Energy, I think. Yeah, Energy, features like a sample from her song, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And the producers and sound mixers or like songwriter was credited from Keely's song, but not Keely. It's Kellis.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not Kellis. I'm like 99% sure. But okay, so... But what are the rules? Like, when you mix a song, so who do you have thing. To give credit to? Because haven't, like...
Yeah.
That wouldn't make sense if... Because so many songwriters write songs, and then other people get the rights to remix it, and then it becomes another song. You don't have to list every single person that ever has performed a song on an album.
Right. So that's the whole, like... The back and forth about it.
So what are the actual rules? Like, is there not, like, laws that govern this or rules that govern this?
Are you seriously asking me another entertainment law question? Like, I told you I took the course, but I don't practice it. I don't know anything.
You picked the story. You gotta know the facts.
I know. This is why I, like, triple think whether or not I should add a topic to Hot Tops. I just can't believe you didn't know about this. The fact that her name is pronounced Kellis and that there was beef.
Like, the haters are gonna come for you for that. Kellis. Really? Like, that's cut Kellis.
I'm definitely fact checking this right after.
Oh, for sure. And there's almost and no way that I'm wrong.
Another episode, a double episode this week of me just confirming. I come on, I'm like, hi, correct, bye.
Hi, Laura's correct.
Well, anyway, that drama continues, and I guess now people are picking apart so many different lines and tracks on her album, which I honestly never saw coming, because it almost feels like Beyonce's just like this untouchable artist that no one comes after, especially not other artists. So yeah,
I feel like in COVID people just got the audacity.
I'm shocked with a Q.
But I'm also not surprised if she like missed a thing, because she did miss that lyric and there's been so much in the news about it. So I feel like her team might just be asleep at the wheel. If she made a mistake, I feel like it's not Beyonce's fault.
I truly wonder if I'll ever give that album a listen.
You won't, but you should at least listen to the songs I have added to our playlist.
Okay, fine.
Okay. In other news, Chrissy Teigen is pregnant again. She's expecting.
I honestly didn't see that coming.
Yeah, neither did I, actually.
I didn't think she was going to try again, because she's been doing IVF for all of her pregnancies, right? And after...
Yeah, and then...
After her miscarriage happened, she was like, I don't think I can go through that again.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't even... I guess... When does it... I don't know. Is the word still miscarriage if you lose your baby, like, throughout? Anyways, it was really sad.
What do you mean? I think I'm forgetting what happened with her.
She had a... Like, her baby... Jack was like really far along, like she was quite far along when she lost him, like he was like fully out, like they had to, I think, like, I don't know if they induced her, but no, they weren't that far along, but like it was really late in her pregnancy, and then there was pictures of like them holding the baby, like I think they had to,
I remember that,
medically, I'm not sure at what point the baby passed away, but it was very, very sad and traumatic, obviously.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But hopefully everything goes well with this pregnancy. She's also, it's interesting because it overlaps. She was just like a year sober,
mm-hmm.
like a couple months ago.
Yeah, she just spoke about how she doesn't know if she'll ever drink again, but so far she's loving not having a sip of alcohol.
Yeah,
I think that,
and I feel like this is a helpful timing. Like, if she obviously started her sobriety journey, and then got pregnant, so I feel like it's a good kind of boost to get more months as sober underneath her.
Yeah, I mean, I hope this all works out. I don't know what she's having or how far along she is, but I just pray for a healthy, successful delivery.
Agreed.
So did you hear about this Hills Rewatch podcast?
With Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Coletti?
No. Audrina Patrick, oh. Brody Jenner, no. And someone else. They're basically, the premise is they rewatch episodes and talk about what was real and what wasn't.
Oh, really?
I haven't given it a listen because I think it would be boring. But
I just don't understand those rewatch podcasts. Like, even like the Office ladies have that one. I feel like there's one for like Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's all these show, or there's one for New Girl too. And it's like they're rewatching episodes and then talking about them. I'm like, this is so boring. It's like rehashing the whole thing. But also, I'm not a person who can ever rewatch a show twice. So maybe I just don't understand.
Yeah, I know you aren't. I am. But I'm so over these Hills stars still trying to ride on the Hills. Like, do something else and move on.
Yeah. Adriana did just release a book. Or she's releasing a book.
Well, why is she going one step forward and three steps back?
I don't know. I think it's because what you said. Like, she's got nothing really else going on. Like, even her book is probably, like, talking all about the Hills. I think she's just, like, an influencer. I don't know.
I have not been influenced by her since grade 11.
Same.
Did you hear about Selling Sunset adding 2 new agents?
No, I didn't.
Fuck.
And you know nothing about it.
No, it's...
Because I have questions.
No. I do remember... So they added this one agent. They didn't say who the second agent is, but they did say... Oh, they did. Okay, so Bree TC, not Keely. Bree TC and Nicole Young.
Nicole Young sounds familiar, isn't
it? Yeah. So one of them is familiar. I forget why. Oh, Bree is a model that recently welcomed a son with Nick Cannon. That's why. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she. Go ahead.
So then what's happening like, have they announced who else is coming back? Like, is Christine coming back or
no? They haven't announced that, no.
Okay.
Oh, Nicole was the one who officiated Mary and Romaine's wedding.
Okay, that's definitely not where I know her name. It's probably just a common name that I don't know why it sounds familiar.
These are them. I'm showing Laura a picture.
Yeah, I do not know those women.
Well, interesting that Nicole Cannon's baby mama is being added.
Nicole Cannon's?
Did I say that? Yeah. Nick. I mean, Nick is Nicole short Cannon. For Nicole. Maybe that's what his name is. Maybe it's not Nicholas.
I don't know. You're having a crisis of names this episode, so yeah, this you is might be getting everything bad. Wrong.
This is embarrassing.
Kellis.
It's Kellis, I even swear. The way you
spelled it. K-E-L-L-I-S. Like, it's spelled K-E-L-L-I-S.
I know that part. You don't have to shame me for literally everything on this podcast.
But I do. That's part of my role here as co-host.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all for Hot Tops this week.
That was a lot of Hot Tops.
A lot.
Well, let's do Pitch or Ditch or Ditch. Pitch or
You're also having trouble.
Pitch or Ditch a Bitch.
Okay.
This is yours.
Yes. So you don't have any shows?
No.
All right. So I finally gave that show on Prime a shot called Forever Summer in the Hamptons. I loved it. I crushed it. You would like it too. What?
Well, I did watch the first like two episodes.
You didn't like it?
No. But, okay, you pitch it and then I'll give my comments.
Well, it's basically like The Hills, Laguna Beach, Siesta Key all meet each other. And it's about these people who are recently out of high school, like bibbies. And they're in the Hamptons for the summer. Some of them live there. Some of them are in the city or moved away for college. And they blend friend groups and they have drama. Just like any other reality show.
So what did you like the most about it?
That's a good question. I liked how they didn't spend so much time on introducing the people. Like, I liked the pace of the show. A lot happened. I actually wish there were more episodes. But a lot happened and it wasn't like too fast or too slow and you got good content. You saw rifts between friends, but then they patched up quickly, but then it would quickly go into another rift and then that would be in a relationship or a friendship or whatever. But I liked it. One of them stirs the pot a lot. He was annoying, Reed, but he brought good drama.
Oh, yeah. He's the gay one in the group?
Yeah, but he's, like, vile with stirring the pot.
Well, I just watched the first episode where he, like, was trying to pick up this guy and was, like, aggressively pursuing him. And, like, when they're all sitting around the campfire, he just, like, walked over and, like, tried to kiss him. And this guy's like, can you fucking not?
Yeah.
It was just really weird.
So why didn't you like it?
I think that they were too young because when I watched The Hills and stuff, like, I was around that age, so I could, like, relate to it a lot more. But this show just feels, like, very hard to relate to in terms of the issues that they're having. It just feels very, like, immature and juvenile. And I just felt also like there was no characters that were really compelling to me. Like, it's not... I wasn't looking at everyone. Like, I enjoy, like, looking at people when I watch a show, you know? Like, I want to say, like, Siesta Key. Like, they're all beautiful people on there. This was more like an eclectic group of friends. And I just, like, wasn't that interested in watching them. That sounds really mean.
I started off really not liking Elon, however they say it. And by the end of the show, he was my favorite.
Which one was he?
He was the city boy.
Oh, the new one?
The new one.
I liked him. He was probably one of the ones I liked the most off the bat.
Yeah, I didn't like him at the beginning. But he definitely was the best after.
Well, I might circle back and try again. I just feel like I've got way too many shows going on right now. Like F-Boy Island finally wrapped up, so that's done now. But I'm watching Love Island, Big Brother, All the Housewives, Southern Charm. Like, my content plate is full. And then there's the other shows that I like to circle back to, too. Like, The Rehearsal. I haven't watched episode 3 yet. Have you watched
it? You watched episode 2, though?
I watched episode 1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah, no, I watched episode 3 and 4. That's what's out currently. Oh,
wow, there's two more. The problem is that I don't have these on my, like, recordings, so I always forget that they exist, and then I remember, and then I get
it's
excited.
It's so weird that you watch on your recording. Like, you could just watch it without having to fast-forward commercials if you go to one of the platforms.
That's very true, but again, like, I forget that they exist if they're not right in front of me. Like, I know I'm forgetting about listing shows that I'm currently watching right now. Oh, I know I started watching Dream Home Makeover on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I watched a few episodes, but that's kind of like a background show
to
me.
Watched
like, I don't
that
really
before.
Watch the whole thing. I know, but they came up with a new season.
Right.
So I was watching that. But that's about it.
Well, get to watching.
All right. Should we get into our TV recap?
Yes. What do you want to start with?
Should we start with Bachelorette?
Yes. Are we just focusing on this week's episode?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
What do you think? This is live discussion, folks. Point. You're getting a peek behind the scenes.
I don't think there's any point talking about last week's episode. We've moved on.
We've moved on, but Rachel has not.
No. Oh, my God.
So this week starts out, like, last week it left off with Logan feeling like he has feelings for Gabby still. And so then this week starts out with him being invited to a group date, and he tells Rachel that he can't go. And so he has to sit down talk with her, and I honestly think he was being really, like, frank and contrite and respectful and as kind as he possibly could be in that moment when he told her basically, like, I've been conflicted. Now I'm certain that I still have feelings for Gabby, and it's not fair for you to continue. I'd rather, like, pull myself out of the running for your heart, basically.
Yeah. So let's start with the fact that Rachel is unbearable to watch. I understand she's gone through so much rejection, but if we drank every time she used the word rejection in the latest episode, we would have alcohol poisoning. I'm sure of it. Anyway.
She's been like this the entire season. Like, I understand it's a really shitty setup, but it's been nonstop.
And you agreed to this, so you knew that this was a risk. Anyway, she's unbearable to watch. I get that she's gone through rejection and stuff, but holy shit, focus on the guys that you do have. Like, stop saying you're a bad bachelorette and aren't cut out for it, and just, like, try and be the bachelorette and go on these dates. Stop canceling them. So anyway, she frames this whole thing with Logan as, like, he was such a scum and he let her on and this and that, and it's like, that's not what happened, though. Like, he was very respectful about it. And you could, I guess.
And he didn't have a choice. Like, the thing is, what I feel, that whole ceremony where they had the dividing, the guys weren't really given a choice. Like, they could go back in line to go to the other girl. But, like, a lot of them in that moment probably didn't know that, like, that was even an option. Or if that was the option, it was a huge risk. Like, I feel like with no fucking rules and rules being made on the fly, I would have accepted a rose if I was that guy too, until I had time to, like, process it and think about it.
That's the thing. It wasn't that he didn't like Rachel and he was using this rose. Like, he did like her. He thought maybe these feelings could grow, but he couldn't stop thinking about Gabby. And wouldn't you rather he, like, was honest and truthful about that? Like, what I was gonna say was, I guess we have the behind the scenes, so we can see how he genuinely was conflicted, and he wasn't saying anything, like, scummy or douchey about the whole situation, so we have insight into that. But even so, like, I think if this happened to Gabby, she would have held some more grace for him or had some more compassion.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she would have turned around and been like, how many roses were you gonna accept then?
Yeah, I thought that, like, the way that Rachel responded to him was super mature, and I was like, wow, she's, like, taking this really well. Like, maybe she does truly understand, but then she went into, like, classic Rachel mode.
Yeah, so then she goes to talk to, well, so then Logan goes to talk to Gabby and basically tells Gabby that he just ended things with Rachel and he's always had, like, an eye for her, and then Gabby tells him that he was the only one that Rachel and Gabby overlapped about, which I thought was really interesting. And then that moment,
did we know that?
we didn't know that because we didn't get to see their like draft picks. Mm-hmm. But we did know that the one date they both kissed him at the same date and they were both really excited about it. And then Gabby kind of like was like, oh, I'll take a step back. You can pursue this connection.
Yeah, I didn't know that Gabby still like held a candle for him.
I was honestly really, really surprised that Gabby was like, yes, I still like you. Yes, I have always liked you. Just let me make sure everything's good with Rach.
I thought she handled that really well, though.
I thought she did, too, super for respectful. Sure. And I really, yeah, and I thought it was really nice that she wanted to check in with Rachel. Mm-hmm. So then she does ultimately check in with Rachel, and they have a chat. And Rachel doesn't tell this to Gabby, but in her confessional after the fact, she's like, I really hope that she doesn't give him a rose. Like, I think she can do better than him.
But you know that's Rachel just being insecure.
Totally.
And it's about Rachel not looking out for Gabby.
And then did you notice when Logan was packing up his room? He's like, I'm in limbo right now. I don't know. I'm moving out of Rachel's camp, but I don't know where I'm moving to. And he was packing all of his bags, but he was packing them with all like the cruise ship hotel hangers. Like he was just putting them all in there.
You know what I noticed? Literally,
you don't take the hangers with you when you pack to leave a boat.
You know what I noticed in every shot with Rachel? Her orange ass hands. The tanning.
I didn't notice that, but I saw it on Twitter after.
No, I noticed it immediately. How could you not?
I don't know. I don't pay much attention when she's on my screen. Honestly, I feel like she has no personality.
Well, that too.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. Don't cancel me.
Are you that girl? Channeling my inner Crystal right now.
Yeah. But Rachel's like outfits just continue to get worse and worse. I heard, though, that she told the stylist, Carrie Fettman or whatever, that she wanted to go for mother of the bride chic.
The fuck?
And I'm like, well, that style is killing mother of the bride, but like, why is that your goal?
Some of her outfits were okay, but most are not. And I have to ask, why doesn't she do something about her sideburns? Like, tuck them behind your ear. Or wax them off. They're not working for you.
Another thing I did not notice.
Sauvage.
I don't know if there's too much. Like, there is obviously other things that happen. You tell me what you want to, if you want to talk about anything. So Rachel goes on her date with Avon.
Yeah, what do you think about Avon?
I was so bored. I think he's really, really cute, but I was so fucking bored.
I don't even know, like, if much happened. They were just making out. And talking about how they like were happy to be around each other.
That's the thing. It's like everything lacks substance.
Yeah.
And then...
I was going to talk about who I think they're going to end up with. But that brought me to the whole scene with Tino being vulnerable.
Yeah. So I think I tuned out for that. So what happened?
Okay. So once Logan left, like Rachel canceled the date. Basically didn't do anything with these guys in Belgium and they were all bummed. And Tino pulls her aside. He's the first to pull her aside in the after party. And he's like, I totally understand that this was shitty for you. I just have to say, like, it made me feel pretty unseen because I was excited to, like, hang out with you and this and that. And I need to tell you how I feel at the same time. And then she ended up giving him the group date rose for being vulnerable like that. And he was all, like, emotionally mature. Like, I think this was significant and represents how we could get through hard days and blah, blah, blah. He sounded really emotionally mature. But then the preview for next week seems a bit iffy. Anyway, that's what happened with Tino.
The previews always seem like I cannot figure them out. But honestly, in my mind, looking at Rachel and her guys, like, she is picking Tino. It's like there's no way around it.
100%.
That's the only person that she's interested in. Like, yeah, there's Zach and Tyler and Avon, but like, she's not actually interested in them. No. So I feel like part of her frustration and maybe why she's feeling so upset about all this is like, she just hasn't had enough guys to have a full experience. Like, I feel like she knows that she has a default pick right now and that's kind of it. So it's like, mm-hmm. Why am I even wasting my time going through all these motions when guys are dumping me left and right and like, I don't really care about any of these guys I have left except for this one. Like, this is a pointless journey.
Yeah, I don't know if I see it that way. I think that it just goes back to Rachel being insecure and operating from her ego and just wants to like have a lot of guys in her basket to say that so many guys are after her, and she just keeps getting butt hurt. I don't know if she's as into Tino as Tino is into her, but I do think that he's going to end up being her choice.
I agree. But then with Gabby's group, so ultimately in this episode, she goes for a date with Johnny. I didn't even know Johnny existed until this date.
Dude, same.
Like, ooh. I'd never seen his face before.
Same.
And then ultimately at the very end, basically Gabby decides to keep Logan. She sends home Mario and Michael. Mario was her first impression rose, which I totally forgot about.
I didn't really like Mario, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't feel like they had much of a showing. Like, they, I don't know.
I also didn't see much of his personality. So weird.
No, but I feel like you haven't seen much of anybody's personality. Like, I don't know. I honestly really, really hate this season.
I'm pretty entertained. I like it. It's been a while since I've gotten excited to, like, for Mondays to roll around to watch an episode of Bachelorette.
It's just like a dumpster fire, and honestly, like, I miss the actual love stories.
Yeah, see, I just like the drama.
But you always see more drama, like, usually on these shows, you see drama between the guys and, like, that sort of thing, and I feel like we got that stolen from us just because we've had so much drama between the women and their guys and, like, figuring out this whole process. Like, I feel like we miss the juicy good stuff where you usually have, like, dissension amongst the cast and those sort of things.
Well, maybe it'll happen with Logan joining. But I just love seeing Gabby on screen. Like, she's so entertaining, so heartwarming. I love listening to her laugh. Like, she's awesome.
She is great. But if there's one tip that I could give her, it's to stop saying, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She really just cuts people off as they're talking to say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, there was actually one point where she said okay, and I was like, okay, now we're cooking.
All right, other shows. So we've got, you got to tell me because we haven't had our pre-chat, we've got Beverly Hills, Southern Charm, and Dubai. Which ones do you care about?
I care about Beverly Hills and Southern Charm. Although, like, what really happened on Beverly Hills? It was so long ago now.
Yeah, on Beverly Hills, so the whole, like, the topics were basically Dorit and Garcelle talking about PK's DUI, Erica's talking about wanting to be a dominatrix, Crystal's eating disorder, and Erica telling Garcelle that Sutton was a liability.
That happened
last and then they had Rinna
Rinna's blow up
wine tasting. Yeah.
So,
which was at the end of the episode, and they were fucking tanked.
So, first of all, I do really want to try Rinna Rosé. I think it looks really nice in its package. I love the name, and I love Rosé. I don't know if I care that much about the white one. Didn't sound like the ladies liked it that much either, and I trust them for wine tasting. Mm-hmm. Nothing else, really. But yeah, so Rinna gets tanked and comes for Sutton.
Over the same shit we've already rehashed a million times.
Well, Rinna and Sutton actually went for lunch a few days before, and Rinna was so manipulative and controlling in that conversation, basically gaslighting Sutton and, like, manipulating her into saying things that she wanted to hear, like, you know you did wrong, and you apologized for it, and you were sorry, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and Sutton totally was just like, yeah, 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 just wanting to move on. And then Rinna's like, I need to move on. I just need to let it go. I don't want to deal with this anymore. In comes her wine tasting, and she brings it up and unleashes a beast onto Sutton.
Yeah, she was, like, freaking out on her. I was like, why are we talking about this Elton John charity event again?
She, like, has Erica Jane there and whoever else to, like, big her up.
Yeah. And what did, she was obviously so wasted because she was trying to call Sutton a name, but she kept messing up the name, like, she couldn't pronounce it, and I forget what it was now, this one word.
Well, anyway, she said if you come for my husband and kids, I will come for you.
Yeah, and, like, what, Sutton's just sitting there being like, why are we, what's going on?
There was a poll on Queens of Bravo that was like, if you were asked to leave someone's house, would you stay or leave? What would you
do? I would get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, so...
I'd absolutely leave.
So Rinna asked Sutton to leave, and Sutton stays put.
Bold move, Sutton. Poor Sutton, like, she can't catch a fucking break, because earlier in the episode, like, Erica told Garcelle that Sutton was a liability to her, and she's always cleaning up for her friends. Erica
to say that? She's literally in the middle of litigation.
She's a literal liability. Like, she has potential literal liability.
And she has liabilities to fill. So,
yeah.
To fulfill. So, I just don't know who Erica is to say that to Garcelle. Like, Garcelle's just being a loyal friend and a reasonable, sound friend, too. Like, she's not being stupid loyal, you know? She's being a good friend. And then Erica
comes... She's not blindly loyal.
Right, and Erica...
Like the Fox Five.
Exactly. That's where I was going with it. So, I don't know who they are to be speaking like this. And then Kyle retweeted something about... Someone tweeted about Kyle saying, oh, so when Garcelle sticks up for Sutton, she's a loyal friend. But when Kyle does, she jumps ship. And Kyle retweeted it. And it's just like, Kyle, you are missing the point, you dumb bitch. That's not what it means at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I loved seeing them drunk, and I just wish they stayed just, like, drunk and being idiots.
Yeah,
but needed, not, like, Erica-level idiots.
Yeah, we needed Kathy Hilton there. Okay, what do you think of Cherie?
I don't know. I don't know where she stands in the group.
I'm not really liking her anymore. I think she's being pretty, like, pick-me and wanting to be accepted by whoever will accept her.
Yeah.
So she doesn't actually like have an opinion. She just goes with whatever is going to get her love.
I agree. Yeah, she's not really doing much for me. Mm-hmm. Can we circle back a moment though to like the episode before this week that we missed recapping when Asher performed at the Christmas party and Erica started singing?
That was to join so in. Cringe. Well, first of all, her hair with the slut strands around her face. That's what my friend Naomi calls them, slut strands.
To an extreme. Like, they were, like, 2-inch long slut strands on either side.
Yeah. I was not a fan of it. Neither was I a fan of her singing. That was so bad.
It was so embarrassing. And, like, watching everyone's faces and interactions, like, being like, what the fuck is she doing? It was just embarrassing. She, like, Erica is unhinged this season.
That's who was missing from the wine tasting. Diana. It would have been explosive if she was there, too.
But poor Sutton, like, I just want Sutton to go out for coffee and drinks with, like, Garcelle and just have a little bit of reprieve. I just want
Sutton to stick up for herself.
Well, I just feel like she's trying to be so contrite. Like, she's trying to not, like, she's trying to take accountability, but she's going too far with it. And then when she tries to stand up for herself, like, she gets, like, a little bit too aggressive about it and gets in shit for doing that too. So I feel like she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, what is the right way to behave here? Because nothing seems to be working for these women.
Well, because you're not trying the in-between, Sutton. You're just doing extremes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Should we chat about Southern Charm?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this week's Southern Charm starts out... Actually, did you see Leva's house? I just noted that her house has pink brick, and I thought it was so cute.
No, I didn't.
I really liked it. But anyways, that was just in the opening sequence. So Austin and Catherine go to get pedicures, and Austin is talking about his relationship with Olivia, and he's saying that he's mad that she invited Madison to the party because he doesn't want to date someone that, like, wants to be friends with Madison. And I can kind of see what he's talking about there, actually. And like, the whole Olivia inviting Madison to her party, on in hindsight as I look back, I'm like, why did she invite her when her whole thing is she wants Austin to stop talking about her and like her to stop being and in the relationship, want drama. And yet she invites him to a party?
Yeah,
like, it did not make sense.
No, I agree. I had the same question, and I think I can relate to like what Austin was saying. If you had a very toxic relationship, like, why would you want to date someone who's good friends with your ex that, like, that brings
that out? That would be so fucking weird.
So weird. I couldn't.
No, I couldn't either. And then Catherine's talking about how she's upset that Caleb spoke to Naomi for so long at the party and didn't shut it down when Naomi was talking bad about Catherine. And I'm just perplexed at, like, Caleb's reporting of this conversation with Naomi.
What was that? Caleb was venting about Catherine to Naomi. Naomi was being a good friend and being like, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, some of what Naomi was saying was coming from her own personal experience and her sort of resentment towards Catherine. But, like, she's known Catherine for so long and can speak to it. When her friend Caleb is coming to her, venting about the very things Naomi knows well about Catherine.
Totally. And it seems like Naomi's closer friends than Caleb than she is at Catherine at this point. Mm-hmm. So when he's venting, she's like looking out for Caleb and being like, why are you with her if you're this unhappy? But then, he was the one that was shit talking.
Right. And then he immediately goes over to Catherine and says, she's a bitch. Like, what?
Yeah. Naomi's been talking shit. It's like, what fucking conversation were you a part of?
Like, did producers put you up to this? Because, yeah, I didn't understand it.
I didn't realize how messy he is, but now it's making more and more sense why he's dating Catherine. Like, I think he secretly loves the drama.
No, I think so, too. And I think he's, like, constantly projecting onto her as well. When he's like, you're just not good friends with everyone. That's not what I am. But it kind of is, Caleb.
Yeah, they're a mess. And then it turned to Naomi calling Craig, because she wants to grab a coffee to, like, ask him advice about Catherine. Mm-hmm. And that whole entire phone call was so fucking awkward because Craig knows, given what Paige said, that, like, Paige does not want him to hang out one-on-one with Naomi. So instead of just saying, it's not appropriate for us to hang one-on-one, he, like, delays and defers and bounces around and is like, well, what do you want to talk about? Can we talk by phone? And then ultimately agrees to meet with her anyways. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the coffee and Craig is being so standoffish. Like, it's like he's mad that he's even there.
It's like, why'd you agree to this?
Yeah, like, why did you even come? And Naomi's like, why are you acting this way or being mad or, like, being so fucking weird? Mm-hmm. And he would not say, like, because this is inappropriate.
Yeah, so what were your thoughts about that? How would you feel if you were Paige?
I'd be mad at Craig. I'd be like, what the fuck, man? Like, if you wanted to go for coffee with her, clear it with me. I've already expressed that, like, I don't want you doing this, but, like, if you need to for whatever reason, and I understand the reason, okay, clear it with me.
But do you think he texted her?
And you can do it in a way.
Before he went?
I don't know if he did. I feel like I, for some reason, have given Craig the benefit of the doubt that I think he's been managing this Paige relationship pretty well, that I feel like he would have told her.
I feel like he did text her before and probably said something like, hey, production really wants me to go to this coffee. Like, it's just for this scene. I'm just going to see what she has to say and I'll tell her at the end that we can't hang out.
Yeah, but did he even say that at the end? Like, I feel like Naomi left that conversation being really fucking confused about why
Craig was acting the way he did. You're confused. I'm confused, bro.
Yeah. Like, it would be so easy for him to just say, like, look, we're exes. I've got a new girlfriend. I just don't think it's appropriate right now. Maybe someday, but not right now. And not throw Paige into the bus by being like...
Didn't he kind of say that when he said, I think maybe one day we can hang out, but, like, right now, no. Because I did choose a path, and that path is this relationship with Paige.
Yeah, I do think I remember him saying that in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, but then I get to the point in my notes where... So my notes say, Vanita confiding in her mom, ... I'm trying to take notes, but I have Teeps beside me trying to figure out what ethnicity Wizzy would be if he was human, and I can't hear.
Dude, I always think that about Mimi. I'm always just like, I wonder if she's brown. Or like, does she become brown by being in my family? How does it work? I swear to God, I've been having those thoughts. And even today, one of my friends posted that they ended up having a baby. And it was a cute family picture, like this brown couple, brown baby, and their dog, Ollie. And I was like, I wonder if he knows. Like, does he know he's part of a brown family? Is he brown himself?
I've honestly never had these thoughts.
I'm with you.
But then I decided, so his cat, Wizzy, is like very handsome, extremely dumb, and super needy. And I've decided he's Sergio from Real Housewives of Dubai.
He showed up on my FYP on TikTok yesterday. It was so random. I was like, what are you
Don't doing? You think that fits for his cat?
You think Sergio's handsome?
I think he's handsome. Like, he's not, he's like very well manicured. He's not like my style, but I do think he's objectively handsome. He's like an Andrea who you didn't think was handsome for the longest time, but then you came around to thinking like, yeah, he's handsome. And he's got a huge peen, as we saw on Instagram this week.
Yeah. I just don't like his body. I don't like his hair. I think he's super sweet. But no, I'm not.
Who, Andrea or Sergio? Sergio,
I'm not attracted to him.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to him, but he's objectively handsome. Like, he's not ugly.
Yeah, he's not ugly. I guess I can agree with that.
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, being attracted to someone and someone being attractive.
No, I know. You but, know? Like, for Andrea, I could say, yeah, objectively, he's hot. I can tell why everyone would think he's hot. But I just don't feel the same way about Sergio. I just don't.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, but I will say that Dubai has gotten much better. I'm still not like, oh, I can't wait for next week's episode. Did Dubai get posted? Whatever. I'm just like, why am I saying Dubai? Dubai? but it has gotten much better. Like, there is some dramas.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's okay. But I just, there is drama, but it's just like unhinged drama that people aren't being cohesive or not cohesive. Communicative.
No, but I do think that Chanel is like trying her best to genuinely get to know other people, and like she's being pretty upfront with shit that she said to their face and behind their back.
Yeah, I love Ion. Mm-hmm. She's the best.
Yeah.
But circling back to Southern Charm, I don't really know what else happened in that.
That was it.
Other than Olivia and Vinita had a meetup, and I don't really know what happened.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that. They had a... Okay, I think they both pissed me off. Like, Vanita's whole storyline is about how her parents didn't fight in front of her growing up, and she still doesn't know the story behind her dad. Her mom obviously doesn't want to share anything because she was cheated on and hurt. So that's probably going to be Vanita's storyline for the season. But, like, Olivia is also not a good participant in these conversations. They both suck.
Yeah, I just thought that their conversation, again, had, like, no substance and nobody was making any sense. And I didn't really understand either side's position again.
But did you see and how, like, right after that episode, Olivia posted a picture of her being really good friends with another black girl? And I was just like, interesting. Was this...
Well, that girl's from Love Island.
Right, from Love Island.
But I think that was a throwback. Wasn't that a throwback? Like, didn't someone dig that up from, like, the archives?
I don't know, but I was just like, interesting. But that's not why I said, oh. Why I said, oh, was because Patricia's planning a dog wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just
That's so true. Little Craig and Peach's wedding.
But it seems like that is what next episode is all about, because there's going to be drama at that wedding.
Well, there's always drama at weddings.
That's true. That is true.
All right, well... Maybe next week we'll circle back with Dubai and chat about what's happening there. But
yeah.
Until then, I think that wraps up our first remote episode of Pop Therapy.
Let us know how we did. See you next week.
And stay tuned, folks, because at some point we might have video.
And guests.
Guests?
No, I'm kidding.
Did you get a DM from Luke?
No. All right. Stay frosty.
All right, see you later.
Bye.